How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Somewhere in New York City tonight is a killer who calls himself Zodiac, choosing victims by their astrological signs.
If any individual approaches them in any fashion, and the subject gets around to the date of birth, to be extremely careful, and we would like to know about any incident like that that's happened.
The new Zodiac killer had attacked his victim in March 1990. His cryptic notes to the New York Post and left next to his victims were shrouded in astrological symbolism. His attacks took place in 21-day cycles and always under the cover of darkness, when certain constellations were visible in the night sky. By June of that year, he had seriously wounded 3 men. All had a different star sign. His aim was to carry out a murder for each of the 12 signs to complete his own chilling and twisted astrological game. The New York Zodiac was on a mission. Larry Parham was 30 years old and homeless in New York City. He often slept in Central Park, believing it was safer than a shelter. On June 21, 1990, while Operation Watchdog was in full swing in Brooklyn, Larry got as comfortable as he could on a park bench and drifted into sleep. With his eyes closed and his brain in sleep mode, he didn't see or hear an individual creep up on him. The gunshot to his side woke him up with a start. As he tried to comprehend what was happening, he saw a glimpse of the man who had shot him. The shooter didn't take the cash Larry had inside his wallet. Instead, he pulled out the letter he had brought with him and put that down next to Larry. He then left the scene. Larry was taken to the hospital for medical attention. The note the shooter had left followed the same blueprint as his earlier letters. His segmented circle at the top of the page still contained his three earlier victims' astrological signs. Now he had added a fourth, Cancer, the star sign of Larry Parham. Along with the text,
"The 12th sign will die when the belts in the heaven are seen."
Written underneath was a phrase in Latin that translated to mean, "The die is cast." When detectives sent the note to the forensics lab, a fingerprint was identified, giving them a solid piece of evidence to compare against any suspect. It was a significant breakthrough in the case. The following day, on June 22nd, another letter arrived at the New York Post. It was a letter that seemed to follow a direct response to the article published in the paper 3 days earlier.
"This is the Zodiac. I've seen the Post, and you say the note sent to the Post not similar to any of the San Francisco Zodiac letters. You're wrong. The handwriting looked different. It is one of the same Zodiac. One Zodiac. In San Francisco, killed a man in the park with a gun, and killed a woman with a knife, and killed a man in the taxi cab with a gun. Fourth sign dead shoot in Central Park. White man sleeping on bench with little black bag. Shot in the chest June 21st, 1990, 3:52 a.m.
The letter was signed Zodiac. He had drawn an image of the hood used by the San Francisco Zodiac at Lake Berryessa, with a statement,
"Me in the park. Is this similar? No. One Zodiac."
It included his astrological symbols, the all-too-familiar circle with crosshairs through it, and the Latin phrasing he used in the note left next to Larry Parham. Larry survived the shooting and was able to give police a basic description of the shooter. Larry also told them that earlier in the day a man had stopped him in the park and asked him about his star sign. The shooter was also claiming to be the Zodiac, who killed 5 and injured 2 more in brutal attacks in California 3 decades earlier. He wanted the similarities noted and detectives to believe he was the same Zodiac. 2 days after this letter, Joseph Prose, who had been in the hospital since he was shot on May 31st, died of complications relating to his injuries. The New York Zodiac had now killed 1 and seriously injured 3 others. His capture, it seemed, would be the only thing to stop him.
"So far, New York Zodiac shooter has struck 4 times and has now left an old man dead."
A writer to the New York Post claims responsibility. The letter contains astrological signs in strange writing. Quote, "This is the Zodiac. The 12th sign will die when the belts in the heaven are seen." A source at the New York Post says the note doesn't appear similar to the San Francisco Zodiac letters.
"The police have a theory that the shootings are being carried out in the form of the constellation Orion, the hunter in the sky. According to that theory, the next attack is due July 26th, another Thursday, and that the target will be a Leo. But only the man who calls himself the Zodiac knows for sure. This is what the police think he looks like.
A male black, 30 to 35 years old, 6 feet tall, about 180 pounds.
Despite repeated attempts at task force patrols in the night that matched the astrological patterns the killer seemed to be following, no new leads were found. As the months wore on, it seemed the killer had stopped his nocturnal shootings completely. Like the San Francisco Zodiac in 1974, the New York Zodiac killer went silent. After staying quiet for almost 2 years, this killer struck again. This time his chosen location was Highland Park in Brooklyn, right on the border of Queens. Patricia Font was 39 years old and spent August 10th, 1992 with a man in Highland Park. As they walked along the shoreline, the man turned and shot her with a zip gun. Patricia desperately tried to fight off her attacker. In response, he pulled out a knife and stabbed her over 100 times. Patricia was a Leo. It was another year before the New York Zodiac began his attacks again. James Weber was 40 years old and walking near Highland Park on June 4, 1993. He was shot in the leg before the shooter left the scene. He survived his injuries. He is a Libra. Joseph DeConi was walking outside Highland Park in the early hours of the morning on July 20th. He was shot with a zip gun. The bullet hit him in the neck and he died at the scene. He was a Virgo. On October 2nd, 40-year-old Diane Ballard was sitting on a bench in Highland Park when she was shot in the neck. Somehow the bullet missed her major arteries and spine, and she survived the attack. Diane is a Taurus. Across 8 victims, the New York Zodiac had now collected 7 of his 12 star signs. No more letters arrived, and no more shootings that matched the killer's modus operandi took place. It would be another 2 years before the New York Zodiac would be heard from again, and it was not how anyone expected. On June 18, 1994, Detective Herbert, who was part of the 75th Precinct in East New York and Brooklyn, received a call. He was being requested to attend a live hostage scene. Herbert had recently completed his hostage negotiator training, and this would be his first negotiator job. 2 years before, he had been one of the team leaders on the New York Zodiac Task Force, hunting down the killer who had shot 8 victims and killed 3. The task force was wound down after months of inactivity from the killer. Detectives had returned to their original units, but none had forgotten this killer, who wanted to be known as the Zodiac. They didn't know when he might strike again. Detective Herbert made his way to an apartment block on Pitkin Avenue in East New York. A 26-year-old man had shot his 17-year-old sister and was holding her boyfriend hostage inside the apartment. His sister had managed to escape to a neighbor's apartment where she was receiving treatment by EMTs. But now no one could leave until the gunman was talked out. It was Herbert's job to try to talk him down. From the third-story window, the gunman rained gunshots onto the officers below. It took hours to convince him to put down his weapon and exit the building slowly. On that day, the gunman's sister had brought her boyfriend to the apartment. Fearing he was a drug dealer, the gunman didn't want him in the house. After verbal arguments with his sister, who refused to ask her boyfriend to leave, he had lost his temper. He returned to his room and pulled out a zip gun. As his sister fled through the apartment to get help, he shot her in the back. Heriberto Eddie Sita was photographed as he walked out of his apartment building and placed into a waiting patrol car. The hostage crisis was over. Gladys Rios, Sita's younger half-sister, was taken to the hospital for treatment. Her boyfriend was safely rescued from the apartment and was unharmed in the incident. Known as Eddie, Sita was a quiet man who lived with his mother and sister. He rarely went out and didn't have a social life to speak of. He was deeply religious, often seen with his Bible and talking about God. This sudden act of violence with a weapon was a shock to those who knew him. At the police station, Eddie provided a full account to officers of what happened inside the apartment. he was asked to write down his confession in his own words. When officers looked at it, their blood ran cold. The handwriting of Eddie Sita was an exact match for the handwritten notes from the New York Zodiac. The confession was taken straight to Detective Herbert, who knew those Zodiac letters the most. He knew as soon as he saw it, they had the right man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back in the interview room, and now being questioned by detectives, Eddie Sita initially denied being the New York Zodiac. Several hours later, after being shown crime scene photos of the victims he mercilessly shot and left for dead, Sita began to confess. He told detectives everything, starting with the first victim he shot, Mario Aranzo, on March 8, 1990. When Eddie surrendered, he handed over 13 zip guns he had made inside his apartment. Ballistics tests were able to link some of these guns with the Zodiac shootings. A search of his apartment also uncovered pipe bombs and a bow and arrow. DNA testing was able to confirm Sita's DNA on the letter he sent to the New York Post in 1994. The New York Zodiac had been captured. Eddie Sita was a loner, with an unhealthy interest in serial killers and a near obsession with the San Francisco Zodiac. Sita was a baby at the time the California murders were carried out. He had nothing to do with the original Zodiac. He was a copycat. He was an admirer and a fantasist who wanted to carry out his own version of this man's heinous acts and get away with them in the same fashion. His plan had not worked out. On June 21st, 1996, Heriberto Eddie Sita was formally charged with counts of murder, attempted murder, and weapons possession. It would be 2 years before his case would come to trial. On the first day at the Supreme Court in Queens, he disrupted the defense table. His demeanor was angry and erratic. He shouted at the judge and demanded his court-appointed lawyers be sacked. He eventually calmed down when the jury were brought into the courtroom. After 6 weeks, 45 witnesses, and over 150 pieces of evidence, on June 24, 1998, Sita was found guilty of 3 murders and 1 attempted murder. A month later, he was sentenced to a minimum of 83 years in prison. A second trial in Brooklyn for 3 further shootings and the attempted murder of his half-sister, Eddie Sita was also found guilty and sentenced to a minimum of 152 years. Eddie Sita did not present an insanity defense in court. His lawyers had wanted to do so, but they could not find a psychiatrist who wanted to testify that Sita was legally insane. It was not a mental illness that drove this man to carry out his brutal attacks. Sita enabled his fascination with the San Francisco Zodiac killer, an interest in astrology, to collide with his fantasies. He came up with his own game of killing that matched the brutality and shock factor of the original Zodiac killer. He wanted people to think he was the Zodiac. The true reality was an individual with dark, twisted thoughts who acted out gruesome fantasies from his own mind. He wanted to emulate the original Zodiac in his attacks and communications with the press and law enforcement. His quest took the life of Joseph Prose, Patricia Fonte, and Joseph Diaconi, and left physical and mental scars for a lifetime on the other six victims who survived his attacks. He destroyed lives and left a lasting horror that he can now contemplate as he remains behind bars for the rest of his life.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.